Have you ever been given an opportunity? An opportunity that is so great, with such possibility and promise, but that opportunity will require something of you. That it's going to require a big change in your life. But that change, you maybe found, was really, really worth it. Perhaps some of you may have had jobs over the years where an opportunity arose for a new job, maybe a new place to live, where you had to pack up and move, leave behind your old life, your old friends, everything that you once knew, to go to a new place, a new job, and new possibilities, a new world, and that maybe that brought you where you are today. Maybe you didn't have that happen, but we have various opportunities in our life that come before us, and there comes a time where we have to make a choice and decide, what is the life that I want to live? What do I want to choose when this opportunity comes to me? And I think that this is very much what happened to Peter here, Simon Peter, as he's going out in this boat. Jesus wants to go out to preach, and he asks Simon if he can use his boat. There's two boats available, but he picks Simon's boat. And that's significant, I'll tell you in a moment. So they go out into this boat so that he can preach to the people. There's all these people who are in great need of hearing his word. And so Jesus goes out into the water because it would have served as sort of a natural amphitheater. That when many crowds gathered among Jesus, he would often go into a boat. Because when you go out on the water, and I've tested this in real life, it does actually work. When you go out onto a still lake and you're out a distance, you can hear from very far away. So he went out to make sure everyone could hear him, went out into this boat with Simon, and then we see something remarkable happen. Seemingly out of nowhere, Jesus says to Peter, throw out your nets into the deep. Put out your nets into the deep. And Simon is uncertain about what to do in this situation because, you know, he says, well, really, I mean, he's an experienced fisherman. He says that they've been fishing all day. They never caught anything. You know, it's not in the middle of the day. It's not a good time to catch fish for any of you who've gone fishing before. You know, they know what's the good time, the good places, and they've been fishing, and they've caught nothing. They have come up dry, and these are experienced men who know what they're doing, who have very much great wisdom when it comes to fishing. And here Jesus says, in the worst time of the day, when you pretty much it's pointless to even bother trying to fish, says, put out your nets into the deep. And of course, what happens? But there's such an abundance of fish. Such a huge abundance of fish that they can't even fit it on that boat. They have to call in the other boat as well so that they can take in all of these fish. And Peter, Simon Peter, falls down to his knees and says, I am a sinful man. I am a sinful man. Why? Why is there this reaction? They caught some fish, and now he's professing himself to be a sinner before Jesus. What really is happening here is this opportunity that is presented before Peter. He's being given a choice to see the life that he has lived up to this point, because he's been following Jesus for a little while. The fact that he goes out with Simon onto his boat shows that, at least at this point, this wasn't the first time he encountered him. And Simon even calls him master. He recognizes that Jesus is someone who's important, who is a master in what he does, that he's he knows the faith, he knows the scriptures. He has confidence in him, calls him master. And then Jesus tells him to do something that is so out of the ordinary and so counterintuitive. to a fisherman to put out his nets into the deep at this time where it's just pointless. All conventional wisdom says no. And he sees this abundance of fish. All of this is being given to him. So many gifts. This is a huge abundance that he never would have expected, never would have imagined in his wildest dreams that he could have caught with his own skill. The opportunity that Jesus presents before him is he says to Peter, here is your life. Here's the life you have been living up to this point. And now I give you a better way. You can live by your own wisdom, your own will, your own decisions, your own skill. Or, if you trust in me, if you truly trust in me, then you can have life in abundance. A whole world will be open before you that is so much greater than anything you could have imagined. And Peter, upon seeing this, recognizes, he sees in that moment that he is a sinner, that he has been following his own will, his own way of life, that he has not given his heart fully to God. And now that he sees what Jesus has presented before him, he immediately knows that he needs to repent of his old life, to cast it aside. And it says at the end of the gospel reading that they left everything and followed him. He leaves everything behind in that old way of life and follows Jesus. And notice, he calls him Lord now. While he called him Master before, now he calls Jesus Lord. He's a changed man. He's made that decision to throw out the nets into the deep, to cast them into the deep, into the unknown, into that new world, that new place, that new opportunity. That's what's given to Peter. That's what's given to him at this occasion. And I think it's, and also to mention, I said I would mention before as well, the meaning behind the boats as well. The fact that he goes into the boat, into Simon's boat, is a sign as well of the church. Because Peter, who is the leader of the church, he goes into his boat to show what the Lord wants to give to us, to the church. So that there's such an abundance and overflowing, and as Jesus says, you won't be fishing after fish, but people. I will make you a fisher of people. That he will give an abundance to the church. He will fill his church with people. He will bring people to the faith through Simon Peter. So that's, and so much so that they have to call in the other boat, the rest of the world, that it will overflow. Now I find this very promising because I think it's got two meanings. One, for our own lives, for our own commitment to Jesus, but also second, that the Lord will fill our church. You know, right now we have a lack of priests in our diocese and in Canada and many places. We have many people who haven't been coming to church, who've lost the faith, who don't see the purpose of why come here. And it might get discouraging. It might get a little bit depressing thinking that why, you know, what's going to happen to us? Are we going to dwindle away and then nothing's going to happen? And Jesus says to us that we just need to rely on him. If we are looking on our own wisdom and saying, how can we bring people back to the faith based on our own wisdom? What can we do? You know, we think about coming up with different ideas. It doesn't mean that we shouldn't think of ideas. But if we think we're doing it of our own power, That we just have to follow the ways that the world brings in more people? We're not going to get anywhere. We will come up dry with nothing. But if we put out our nets into the deep, if we say, Lord, I give everything to you, I'm going to take that chance, that opportunity, to lay my life down for you and to listen when you call, even if it seems in the most inopportune time, the most unlikely time, why would this be ever an occasion at which I could bring someone else to the faith? But if the Lord says now, throw out your nets, then throw out your nets. And so, my brothers and sisters in Christ, I compel you, I adjure you, I challenge you today to put out your nets into the deep. Both the nets of your own heart, if maybe there's aspects of your heart that you have not fully given over to the Lord, maybe there's been any kind of fear or reservation in holding something back, to really just throw it out there. See what happens. It may be mysterious, it may be unknown, but the reward is far greater than anything we could imagine. That's the first thing. And I've said that many times. You hear that from me every week. But the other thing is to really, when we're praying for vocations, and when we're praying for a new life, a new Pentecost in the church, for this new evangelization, to bring people to the faith, to really rely on the Lord, lean on Him, listen to Him, listen to His calling, when He says to us, move now. Do this. Go at this time. Maybe those opportunities when you're busy and you're on your way somewhere and you really gotta go, you don't have any time, but you bump into somebody who happens to just ask you a quick question saying, you know, I'm really struggling with something right now. Oh, well, I'm sorry, you know, I've got places to be. Or maybe something as simple as you bump into someone who's in need of food or change, someone who's homeless, and we say, well, you know, normally I do something for you, you know, but I'll just give you a little bit of change and then I can move on because that's easier. Maybe it might be an opportunity to talk to them, spend time with them, to get to know them. These are the opportunities that we need to listen to the Lord, to talk to people, to get to know when is God saying move? When is He saying throw out your nets into the deep? So we have that choice presented before us today. Our old life, relying upon ourselves and our own wisdom, or the life of abundance with Jesus, and relying fully upon Him.